Well, good afternoon. We're glad to have you all here, and certainly it's always a pleasure to welcome a cabinet secretary, and certainly one as important as the Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary Chertoff, with us this afternoon. We're also glad to have our new FEMA director, David Paulson, and Admiral Curry, the principal federal officer as well. We've had a very productive discussion over several issues, but primarily hurricane preparedness and how our federal government and our state is preparing and how we will operate and interact in these issues. What we've learned from the G8, really we began learning it in the Olympics, was that it really is about relationships that are already set in place and that we're comfortable. As the Secretary said, we don't want to be introducing ourselves to one another when the winds are 75 miles an hour. And that's very critical that we would we'd be involved in the relationship building, and this has been part of what we've done here today, along with our folks, Charlie English, our GEMA director, and Brigadier General Terry Nesbitt of our Homeland Security. We've been very proud of our state's strong response to last fall's devastating hurricanes. As you've heard me say many times before, our citizens opened their hearts, their homes, their wallets, the thousands of evacuees, and our nonprofits, our churches, and our charities did a great job in organizing our volunteers. So as I'm proud of the outstanding and professional response directed by our Office of Homeland Security and Georgia's Emergency Management Teams, I'm confident that this year, under the leadership of General Nesbitt, who brings a great background from our National Guard, and we are pleased to have that connectivity. We think it's a natural liaison, Mr. Secretary, and bringing in our National Guard and disaster relief, and certainly in his position here, he's got all those relationships from long standing. So we think we're even better prepared than we were last year, and we think the team in place is ready to do business. We just met recently with executives from the Business Executives for National Security, BENS Group, participated as well, telling us about their business efforts to help in emergency preparedness and the plans of a business operations center. We know that some of our largest employers in Georgia, we're blessed with many, are on the job, and you've heard me say so many times before, government can't do it all, and I'm delighted that they are preparing as well for their companies, but in an altruistic, universal sense as well. And we have the advantages of marrying the public and the private sectors and their efforts there. So I was proud to describe to Secretary Chertoff the things that we're doing here in Georgia to prepare for this year's challenges. I also thanked him for the federal preparation and the communication about the hurricane preparedness as well as any other disaster preparedness. And we look forward, as we are already working together with the federal government, to implement lessons learned, improve communications, and be even better prepared for this year's season, coming to the needs of a hurricane or any other disaster. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for your interest, and welcome to Georgia.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. To be here. Well, you know, as they say, we hope for the best this hurricane season, but we prepare for the worst. The predictions are that we're going to have a vigorous hurricane season. Nobody knows exactly where the storms are going to fall, but we need to be prepared from Maine all the way down to Texas for what might happen. Under the governor, there's been a lot of leadership shown by this state, certainly last year in the face of some unprecedented hurricane activity, and we appreciate the fact that the people of Georgia stepped up not only in terms of their own needs, but in terms of the needs of people from other states. And we know there was a tremendous flow of evacuees into the communities here, and people welcome them with open arms, and for that the whole country is grateful. As the governor said, this is all about teamwork, preparation. The traditional role in disaster response in this country is that the local officials in the state are the first responders. That's not only because that's where the legal authority is, but it's because that's where the knowledge of the people and the knowledge of the landscape is, and our responsibility and our duty here is to step up and work with the state and local to support them in carrying out this very important mission. So we're better equipped this year. One of the things we've done is bring the principal federal officer and the other major officials down to meet with everybody, There's been a joint exercise we did a few weeks ago, which has been helpful to officials all throughout this region. And as we get forward into the summer, if we do get hurricanes, you know, we recognize that there's always going to be a challenge. We recognize that individuals have to take the appropriate steps to be prepared, including listening to their local officials when they're told to evacuate. But we also know that when we are called upon to provide supplies and assistance and rescue vehicles, we will be positioned to do that and to work with the governor and the other officials here to keep the people of this state as safe as possible.